Hello, devotional friends. I'm Nate Ware. And thinking about the world of quantum physics, quantum technology, quantum computing, theoretical physics, it's a brand new world to me. These terms I barely understand, but I'm beginning to appreciate there are so many people, very smart people, that are looking into where do we come from? Why are we here? The Bible has always been very helpful to me there. I don't need a great deal of vocabulary, esoteric vocabulary, to convince me that God's in control. Remember from the 8th Psalm, what is man that you are mindful of us, of him? But you have created him a little lower than the angels and put everything under his feet. It's true. God has. And regardless of, the fact that we know from increasing studies that the known universe contains only 4.9% ordinary matter, and that leaves 95%, theoretically, of this universe of ours with something called dark matter and something called dark energy. Something we know something about theoretically because gravity exists. Gravity holds everything together. Or does it? God holds everything together. We may discover some marvelous facts of science as this marvelous, this amazing world of ours gets more in tune with where we came from and why we are. But I would pray and hope that we get back to basics, back to the truth, that God has everything under control. He keeps the stars and the moon in his place, every orbit, every changing season, every regularity. God wills it, wants it, and made it possible. The Bible tells us in John's Gospel, first chapter, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Though we may discover a great many marvelous and incredible truths about our world and universe, the truth is, God was, God is, and God always will be. Hebrews 13:8 tells us Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. We can depend on that. And the third verse of the first chapter of John's Gospel, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the light was the light of men. God gives us many examples, possibilities, opportunities to learn a great deal about how God has put it all together. And he has put it all together and keeps it all together. Yes, regardless of what we discover about our universe, we'll always come back to the fact, in the beginning was God. And God keeps it all together. We owe everything to him. Every breath we take, every beat of our heart, the very fact that we can stay together, stay on this sphere that rotates 26,000 miles an hour, it's right, quite remarkable what God has done. Thank him. Praise him. And be appreciative of the fact God has the whole world in his hands. Thank you. Until next time, this is Nate Ware.